Summer in Eclipse Bay by Jane Ann Krentz. Rejected again. Sixth time in 5 weeks. Not that he was counting. Nick Hart put down the phone very deliberately, got to his feet, and went to stand at the living room window of the cottage. 6 rejections in a row. A man could get a complex at this rate. Why was he doing this to himself anyway? He looked out into the wall of gray mist that shrouded the landscape. Summer had arrived just barely in Eclipse Bay, and with it the familiar pattern of cool, damp, fog-bound mornings and long, sunny afternoons. He knew the season well. Growing up, he had spent every summer, as well as school vacations and long weekends here. His parents and grandparents maintained permanent homes elsewhere, and he and his son lived in Portland most of the time, but that did not change the fact that for 3 generations the Harts had been a part of Eclipse Bay. The threads of their lives were woven into the fabric of this community. Summers in Eclipse Bay meant the summer people, outsiders who rented the weathered cottages along the bluffs for a few weeks or a month at a time. They shopped at Fulton's and bought gas at the Eclipse Bay Gas and Go. A few of them would even venture into the total eclipse to buy a beer or play some pool. But no matter how familiar they became, they would remain forever summer people. Outsiders. No one in town would ever consider them to be real members of the community with roots here. Eclipse Bay had its own private rules. Around here you knew who belonged and who did not. The Harts, like the Madisons, belonged. But as much at home as he was here, Nick thought, he had long ago given up spending entire summers in Eclipse Bay, probably because his wife Amelia had never really liked the town.